Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. And this week we've been reviewing one of my favorite stories in the Bible, the story of Joseph. No, not Jesus' dad, but Joseph, known for his amazing technicolor dream coat in the Old Testament part of the Bible. We looked at his story as a story of redemption in four different dimensions. So we are going to take some time to talk to God about that. That's what prayer is. So I will suggest some topics to pray for. You can talk to God either silently in your thoughts or out loud, depending on where you are and what you're prepared for. And then you can just make those prayers your own after I've made those suggestions. We'll start, though, with a period of quiet where we can just focus our thoughts on God. Well, we'll start our prayer by addressing our prayer to the God of redemption, the God who is true to his word, doesn't just zap our world back to the way it should have been. No, he really gives us our freedom. He doesn't take it away when we use it. And he also doesn't ignore our problems. He does something about them. He redeems them. So let's address our prayer to the God of redemption. All right, well now let's confess the part we've each played in this broken world. This world isn't what it was meant to be. It's not what God created it to be. It's a world where we push God away, where we commit violence and all kinds of other hurt against other people who God loves. There are all kinds of ways that we destroy the world that God created and intended. And so let's confess what that has looked like in our own lives. Well, now let's give thanks. Let's give thanks that the God we are talking about here is bigger than any of us, and that even when we are in one of life's messy situations, even when we have pushed God away, God still wants something to do with us. So let's give thanks for that, that we have a God of redemption, even if we can't always see redemption ourselves. Well, finally, in supplication, let's ask God to redeem the broken parts of our lives. Just humbly go before God and tell him what's broken in your life now, what sin you are wrestling with, what sins have been committed against you. Don't try to run away from it, hide from it, just present it to God, admit reality, and then see how God can redeem this broken reality and turn it into his kingdom. See how God can redeem broken people and turn them into citizens of his kingdom. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. This weekend is a time for rest and a time for community. Community, especially Christian community. We have a brand new church that meets in Ajax, Ontario. Every second Sunday, we've got a service coming up on March 22nd. That's our next one. So hope you can join us then. See RedeemerAjax.ca for more info. In the meantime, though, have a great weekend. And if you're just joining us for the challenges, then I'll see you back here in this place on Monday. Bye for now.